The following program was previously recorded.
It's time for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Bird. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. It's here. It's Giving Tuesday, and with me from Share Omaha, the executive director herself, Marjorie Moss. Marjorie, thank you so much for joining me on, quite frankly, what is a very busy day for you.
Yes, this is definitely the apex of our year, the climax. We love it. We love Giving Tuesday.
You've been working on this just about a year, starting about December 2nd of last year. You started working on this year. Now we're here. Now it's happening. Take me through what happens in the control room here.
Well, our whole goal today is just to amplify the needs of the nonprofits that have said they have goals related to their fourth quarter, and that this is a time to refocus the community on the true meaning of the holidays, obviously. And so from the control room, we are looking at the data, we're looking at the numbers. And what's great is that leading into today, we have seen already people giving early, and that's been a 6 times increase over the individual donations we saw at this time last year up until today. So if that's any indication, we're expecting a really big Giving Tuesday.
There's so many things that people can do. It's called Giving Tuesday, and of course the bulk of that is going to shareomaha.org, finding the charity/charities of your choice. You use the donation code Giving Tuesday and make sure you dole out funds to all those people. But you can also do other things as well, such as volunteering, collecting items, spreading kindness. Can you talk about some of that?
Yes. Yeah, so the very nature of ShareOmaha.org is that we're available 365 days a year, not just on Giving Tuesday, and that we allow people to make relationships, start relationships with nonprofits and however they want that to happen. So that could be, of course, giving a cash donation through PayPal, but we also really invite people to volunteer and sign up and figure out how they want to apply their skills or even serve virtually and safely in this environment. We also offer a really fun option called the Give Shop, which is all about Amazon wish lists and also inspiring people to figure out what nonprofits need. So if you want to buy it for a local retailer, you can still drop it off securely. And then just in general, Giving Tuesday should feel different today. So if you are so inspired and you're in the drive-through line right now at Starbucks, buy that coffee for the guy behind you. Do something that just makes it feel like there's a swell of kindness and goodness today. That's what Giving Tuesday should really feel like, a swell of generosity.
And for those that may be working at home or at home at this particular time, you can also use your social media platforms in which to spread the word and spread a little good cheer if you've got details on that.
Oh, absolutely, Mike. So what's nice about Giving Tuesday this year is that we had to really pivot, as all nonprofits have had to do. So rather than having a lot of events in person, most everything is virtual. Most everything's online. So if you're on the Omaha Metro side, use and follow the hashtag GivingTuesday402. And if you're on the Southwest Iowa side, GivingTuesday712. And so we want people to really see all the activity that's happening related to their favorite nonprofits, but also causes that maybe might be new to them.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun. There's a lot of moving parts going on right now. It's a lot to follow. It's certainly an event worth celebrating. And there's also different nonprofits and businesses that are participating. And, of course, too many to mention them all. But if you wanted to pick out just one or two that may be doing something that's unusual that you'd like to tell us about.
Sure. So we've seen businesses rally their employee giving. One is Core Bank, and they have the Core Cares dollars, and their employees designate gifts of their own to organizations, and they're tying it to Giving Tuesday this year. And we heard from Core Bank that they're giving towards Together Omaha, Omaha Street School, Family Housing Advisory Services, and Make-A-Wish Nebraska is also getting some love from Core Bank with that campaign. Then I'll tell you that TS Bank is collecting items today for Habitat for Humanity of Council Bluffs. They'll have a trailer outside their business on Scott Street from 2 until 5 today. So if you have donations for Habitat for Humanity and you want to clear out that garage, today is a great day to do that. And then don't forget about wish lists. So one example I'm going to share with you is that Restoring Dignity, they work a lot with getting refugee clients settled in the United States. And they're collecting infant supplies and cleaning items for their cleaning education program on their Amazon wish list. So check that out and see if you can fulfill any items for them, because it definitely ties right back into their programs that they have for refugees getting settled and getting acclimated to the country.
It started at 12:01 a.m. if you could feel the rush and the surge. It goes to 11:59 p.m. It's Giving Tuesday here on December 1st. She's Marjorie Moss. She's the executive director of Share Omaha. Marjorie, I'll let you do it. Why don't you give that website and that giving code?
Yes, so go to shareomaha.org today. If you're going to give cash, be sure on your PayPal form to fill out Giving Tuesday, just so we know that it's designated toward this campaign. But enjoy it. Enjoy the day today. Hopefully you feel that swell of generosity online and in person, and that you figure out a way to redirect your focus. We all end this year on a high note.
Marjorie, I hope you and your team really enjoy the day today. Thank you so much for all the very, very hard work you do all year long, but particularly at this time of year for this huge event. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Well, we appreciate being on the air today, and happy Giving Tuesday.
Right back at you. That's Marjorie Moss, executive director of Share Omaha.